Random House Audio presents Skeletons at the Feast by Chris Bojalian. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. The past is never dead. It's not even past. William Faulkner. Prologue, January 1945. The girl, a young woman really, 18, hair the color of corn silk, had been hearing the murmur of artillery fire for 2 days now. Everyone had. A rare and peculiar winter thunderstorm in the far distance, little more. The sconces in the living room hadn't twitched. The chandelier in the ballroom, a modest ballroom, but a ballroom nonetheless, barely had trembled. The horses, while she was harnessing them and helping to load the wagons, short trips with bags full of oats, because after all so much would depend on the horses, and longer ones with some of the clothes and the silver and the jewelry they were going to take with them, had looked up. But the animals hadn't expressed particular interest. If, Anna surmised, they had thought of anything, they had thought of the cold. It was one of those frigid weeks when the days would alternate between white-out-like snowstorms and periods so still that the smoke from the chimneys would rise up into a slate-gray sky in lines that were perfectly straight. These shells, however, the ones that were falling this afternoon, were great concussive blasts that had the people and the horses, a seemingly endless caravan of strangers that clogged the road and crushed the snow and ice along the sides, and had come almost to a complete stall now before the river, fretting and fidgeting in place. At each explosion the animals whinnied, and the babies, hungry and chilled.